And now, what I have said in Tibetan, I will summarize it in English. First, the name which is Shichi, that is the name of this particular lineage out of the eight lineage. And today we are beginning the transmission of this lineage. And the term Shichi, terminology Shichi means pacifier. If I use my poor translation capacity, then it will be pacifier. She means peace. Che means do. So that means doing. So that means pacifier. And what does that mean? In a general sort of way, then first we overcome the attachment, anger, jealousy, ignorance, pride, all these defilements, you know. Even by cutting what makes us to have those defilements. And then that way, the result of those defilements, the suffering is being purified or overcome. But here, by the suffering itself, by purifying suffering itself, then defilement naturally purified. So that is the definition of Shichi. In the Prajnaparamita Sutra, it is said that Dunghal Tamche Rabdi Shivarche Paha, the mantra that will pacify all the suffering. So this is the specific of the Shichi or the Chu. Now, how do one do that? Very simple. I'm quite sure quite few of you do Chu, because Chu is quite widely practiced by lots of practitioners. And in the Chu, which is called giving the generosity of your body, so giving your body, Lujin, in this, you are using this most outstanding, obvious source of suffering and result of suffering, this body. And this body, you are turning into the wisdom nectar so that you offer to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And this body, you are turning into mountains of meats and valleys of bones and oceans of blood, and you are giving it to all the demons, ghosts, and beings who are a negative obstacle beings. So you are giving it to them. So that way, you are using this very fruition of the defilement, the source of the suffering. You are giving this and using this so that where is the attachment? If you really sincerely do the Chu, but if you are doing it just to try it out, you know, then that is a different story. You don't believe in ghosts, you don't believe in the truth of suffering, you don't believe in all of those things, but this is interesting because there's drums and bone trumpets, and then you have to sing, and you have to go. You can go to kind of scary places like a cemetery, and doing this kind of practice there gives you goosebumps, and these kind of things are kind of interesting experience. So as an experiment, you do it. That's a different story. But if you really do it sincerely, as the yogi of the Shichi lineage, as a yogi of Chu practitioner, then the attachment, anger, jealousy, all these things naturally disappears. And for the time being. But then, of course, if you constantly practice the chit, then it will go deeper and deeper, so your defilements will transform. And so that is the definition of the terminology, the siddhi. Now, the teaching and the history of the siddhi is a great Indian Mahasiddha whose name was Kamalashila. So he received a tremendous amount of transmission from many great enlightened Mahasiddhas, but especially 54 of them. And then he got enlightened through the practice of those transmissions. That is how it appears. Otherwise, he was the manifestation of Prajna Paramita itself. And then he came to Tibet 5 times from India. First, he came from Sari, which is the east part of India. From there, he came to Tibet, and he gave tremendous amount of transmissions and teachings. He had many disciples, but the lineage of that is not very clear right now. It is somehow mixed into all the other lineage and of his. And the second time he came to Tibet from Kachi. Kachi means Kashmir. And from there, the western Tibet, which we call Ngari, and there he had so many disciples, but 2 outstanding enlightened disciples are Shangjung, means name of the place, Linkawa, and Phunpo is name of his origin, and Tosang Duhla. So these are the 2 main enlightened disciples, but there was many disciples. And third time he came to Tibet from Nepal, and from there he came to the Thang area of Tibet. And there he had a tremendous amount of disciples. And outstanding disciple enlightened ones are Yalung Maraserbo. That means yellow beard, yellow bearded. This is from, he is from Yalung. And then another master, Shoten Sonam Lodu. So for these masters, they became enlightened among others. And then fourth time he came to Tibet through Shautago. And from there he came to the central Tibet. And there he had 3 main disciples who are very outstanding masters of the Shiji lineage. And there the initial names are Ma So Kam. Ma So Kam, 3 persons. But Ma Chushi, So Gindunbar, Kam Yejal. These 3 great disciples. And they attained enlightenment. And then, 5th time, he went to China. He spent 12 years in China. And from there, in China, he transmitted the Shijie lineage to so many disciples. And there he is known as Damo. And in Tibet, he is known as Thampa Thampa Sangje. And that is what some scholars told me about the Dhammo thing. And I'm not 100% sure because I have no research on it, but I believe it. And there he stayed 12 years, and from there he came to Tibet, and 5th time, last time, and he transmitted tremendous amount of transmissions. And His teaching, which is actually the Prajna Paramita, which is the second turning the wheel of the Dharma. which started at Rajgir, and then that is the teaching of emptiness, teaching of Shunyata, Prajna Paramita. And then from the Tantra, there is sacred Tantra known as a great river, which is also known as a great river of alphabet and consonant. And then the another source is Mahamudra symbolic Tantra. So Tantra of Mahamudra symbols. And so these great symbols. So this Tantra and many others, of course. But these are which are mentioned often in his teachings. And base, the physical sort of vow that the Shije yogis will observe will be three yana. So Theravada vows, Mahayana vows, Tantric vows, all three together. So you become a Vajra, Vajra practitioner, a Vajra holder. The three yanas vow together. And the path is through renunciation and through simplicity, which is also described as ascetic and hardship. But hardship is not really purposely banging your head against the wall or not this sort of thing, you know. It is not paying any attention for any comfort. So therefore, people who are so thrilled by comfort, for them, this is kind of hardship. Actually, for the yogi, this is very normal and simple and nice. And for this kind of yogi, if you offer the yogi a nice food, nice clothes, he will not throw it away. He will take it. But if the yogi gets just water and plain rice, then yogi will take that too. So that way, it is a little bit misunderstood sometimes. And the activity doing only things that are beneficial to others. And how do you do that? Then that you have to look at the life story of the sacred life story of the Prathamba Sangye. So from there you will learn. Now the lineage, there's three main lineage continued from Prathamba Sangye. The first lineage, you can call it first, second, third. That is easiest way. The first lineage is the Prathamba Sangye transmitted this lineage to Kashmiri disciple who became a Mahasiddha, whose name is Njana Nguhe. In Tibetan, in Sanskrit, Tibetan version of Sanskrit, and pure Sanskrit, which I don't know, but it must be something like Gyan Guhaya or something like that. To him, he transmitted a tremendous amount of lineage transmission, and which is translated from Kashmiri Sanskrit sort of language to Tibetan by Angpo Lotawa, Angpo translator, enlightened translator. So that lineage is known as the first lineage. And today's first empowerment, for example, is from this lineage. And then the second lineage is his disciple. Three of them from the central Tibet, known as Ma So Kam. So for the Ma, Ma Chu She, he gave the transmission of mainly related with Bodhicitta, and then very sacred transmission, 18 of them. So this is like a mouth to ear lineage. And so this one, and the So Gyambar, to him he transmitted lots of transmissions of the Shite, specially related with Manjushri lion's roar. So this one, and to become Yajjalsin, become Yajjal, he transmitted Prajana Parimita related transmissions, and the Machik Lachi Dolma, the Tibetan enlightened master of Jiu, Machik Lachi Dolma, her transmission also a part of this. So that is Ma So Kam, which is the second lineage. And the third transmission lineage is then the Patamba Sangje, his last visit to Tibet from China. During that, then he had so many disciples and accomplished disciples, but there was special 49 of them, special disciple 49 of them, enlightened 49 disciples. First 25 are male disciples, and for example, the name of the one of them is called Chogro Nyumba. Chogro is the name of the family, and Nyumba means crazy, the crazy Chogro. It doesn't mean that he lost his mind. It doesn't mean that. But the entire samsara is going in one way. Everybody is holding on to their belongings, and everyone is offended by anybody who is not nice to them. Everyone is delighted by anybody who praises them. And everyone is so busy trying to acquire what they want. Everybody is so busy serving their attachment, their anger, their jealousy, their pride, their ignorance, working so hard to serve it. So then when the yogi is not doing that, then everybody else will think that person is crazy. You know? So therefore, he is called Chogro, crazy Chogro. And Chogro is a surname. Like in English, you have like Armstrong, something like that. And then in Chinese, you have Liu or something like that. And then it is like crazy Armstrong, you know. So it is a surname. And there's 25 of these male enlightened disciples. And then the female disciples, 24 of them, enlightened 24 female disciples. And for example, one of them is known as Chomo Sangje. And so through these disciples, the great transmissions that continues until today, which are known as four yogis of the four directions, that really doesn't mean very much, but first and second and third lineage will describe it all. And this lineage of the Chö is although very much alive, but there isn't one institution that stays there and stands out as the Chö lineage, because it is in every lineage, and we all practice Chö. And what you are receiving today is from the first cup of the Kachi Lup, the Kashmiri lineage tradition, the three great light. And then the second is the empowerment of the three deities of the three great light. And then, which is followed by sacred transmission called Essence of the Nectar. This is also of the three light. Next is the second transmission. So this is from the Ma Chishi, so Mahamudra empowerment. And then sacred instruction of the Ma Chishi's lineage of Mahamudra. And then sixth is again the second lineage, which is So Gyambar. His guru blessing transmission, so this empowerment, and then also So lineage Rigpa Chertong, seeing the Rigpa raw without any cover, and so that is the seventh transmission. And which is followed by the second transmission, Kam Yajal. So his lineage of Prajana Parimita, and this empowerment, and then also two sacred transmissions, one from the 100th sacred transmission, Prajana Parimita, Kam lineage, and then another one is the general Prajana Parimita sacred transmission, which is also known as sixth great command. So with that you will be receiving generally nine, and in detail a little bit more than that. And you participate with the utmost sincere motivation and devotion and bodhicitta.